The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Henry McKean, our own reporter, is on the ground in Coolock, where fires have been set and missiles thrown at the Gardaí. This on foot of a premises in Coolock being earmarked for refugee accommodation, asylum seeker accommodation. Henry, what can you tell us?
Yeah, good evening from Coolock. I'm just here on the Malahide Road. I'm not sure if you can hear the Gardaí there. They're trying to clear the road as we speak. They're starting to march down the road to try and clear the crowd. This accommodation centre, they tried to start work on it just there opposite the Odeon Cinema and Power City this morning, which led to a lot of local people, locally as Coolock says no. They are really upset about this asylum centre trying to open. The guards, as we speak, are trying to move people from the street just behind me here. So there's riot police, the guards just slowly trying to move everyone down. That lady there shouting no, basically don't take my child. So really difficult scenes here erupting right in front of our eyes. This has been brewing for quite a while. I did get to speak to some of the locals. Let's take a listen.
You're a local. What happened today?
Well, as we were all just down for the protest today, I came down, and in the meanwhile of everything that was happening, the guards started to push everybody up the road with the riot shields. And as they were pushing people up the road, they pushed myself, three big men pushed me with the riot shields. As I said, didn't do anything, but they grabbed me, they maced me, then they grabbed me into the middle of the road, told me I was going to be getting nicked. But then when I was in the middle of the road, people were shouting she didn't do anything wrong, they were soon enough to let me go, and he was just like, go on.
So there was pepper sprayed me in the eyes.
And there was a young kid of 6 years of age here today that got maced. He was put into a back of an ambulance.
Ugly scenes here in Coolock.
Ugly scenes. They're forcing people out instead of trying to take into consideration of the problem that's going on at the minute. And it's not just the housing crisis, it's the health crisis. It's all mainly, it's about the young kids that's around here as well, and that's going to be growing up.
So you feel ignored?
We feel ignored. I feel like I've been shunned from our own country. Like, the guards are here to help the people, not to push the people away. They're not doing their job properly.
I know I'm going to get in trouble for saying this from some people, but what the hell are you doing bringing a six-year-old down to a protest like that? I know you might say you didn't know the guards were going to start macing people or anything, but I mean, these protests have gotten violent in other places. It's not the first time we've seen acts of arson or private property being set on fire, and you're turning up with a six-year-old. It's not just the guards. TUSLA should be getting involved in this type of stuff. If you're bringing a six-year-old down to a protest like that, when you know there's a high probability there's going to be violence, I mean, you need your head examined. I mean, I'm reminded of what kind of people used to say years ago, you need a license for a dog, but anyone can have kids. Henry, who else have you been talking to?
Yeah, like on that, just what I witnessed there, children almost being brushed aside with the guards. They were actually in their driveway, in their property. So these, you know, some people live around here too. So it's not as simple as bringing a six-year-old to a protest. And a lot of locals have got caught up in this. I did get to speak to this individual.
So I'm here with Robbie Kane. We're here still on the Malahide Road. What's going on in front of us? There's another incident.
Well, yes, the people who were at the protest this morning outside the Crown Paints building in Coolock have been pushed over toward Woodies, and they have thrown like bricks and anything they get their hands on, sticks and wood, and they've set wheelie bins on fire. Obviously, the guards and the public order unit have arrived. They arrived here about 2 hours ago. It isn't the first thing that's been burned today. One of the diggers that was outside the Crown Paints building was set on fire as well, along with mattresses that was destined for the international protection applicant people. So there's a lot of emergency services here, but the fire brigade can't get any close to where the fires are because they're being bricked over at the moment.
All right. They all have a right to protest, says one listener, including six-year-olds, and somebody else says it's the summer holidays. They likely don't have childcare. What else are they to do? Don't bring the six-year-old to the protest. Stay home. And don't protest. I guess that's the suggestion I'm making. Anyway, I appreciate the point you make, Henry. There is residents in this area, and maybe some of the people were just bypassers and caught up in the middle of it. Who else have you been chatting to?
Caught up. And I actually met a newly elected councillor. And also just to say that they're not always very welcoming. We're now described as mainstream media, News Talk are. That's what we're known as. And they're not always welcoming to journalists that have to research and check their facts. They get most of their news from X. So sometimes I didn't get a very warm welcome. Some have been welcoming and others not so. But this particular councillor was welcoming.
I just think that it's terrible that the government don't engage with the communities. Helen McEntee promised that she was going to engage with the working class communities, and look at the result of it. The government are not listening to people, Henry. They're not listening to them. The people up here have said no. They don't want the legal men in their communities. Right there you have a plex where children go to in the cinema. And why is it always these areas? There was an awful lot of money spent over in Dublin 4 to put up barriers to keep them out. They didn't go into the old Israeli embassy. They didn't go into the old Ballsbridge house hotel. So there's loads of buildings in Dublin 4 that were never used, and they have the money to keep people out. And at the end of the day, they end up putting these men in deprivised areas that don't have services for their kids, that are waiting weeks on doctor's appointments. They don't have stables for their horses. They don't have proper playgrounds, and they want to put them here around the kids around here. So, like, what do the government think is going to happen when working class and rural communities say no? What do you think is going to happen? Like, you can't force people to accept something, and that's what the government's trying to do. And I'm sorry, Henry, but you're part of News Talk and RTE, and they fail to report this. And I'm saying this as a councillor. If you don't report how people feel and ask the actual people that live in these communities that are suffering constantly...
Well, I'm here to listen.
Yeah, no, I know. But at the end of the day, a lot of what is said with mainstream, they just take quotes from what people say. The fact of the matter is, these are areas that have been deprivised for generations. I'm a councillor from Finglas and Ballymun. I'm out here...
Introduce yourself.
Gavin Pepper. But Henry, there's no councillors or TDs from this area here. Why? Because they're all going along with the government. I believe the government and the opposition in the Dáil are all the same. I've seen at the council, they act like they're against each other. It's like Sesame Street. When they walk outside, they're talking to each other.
Yeah, that was Gavin Pepper, newly elected councillor, as Henry said, who was down at that protest that has turned violent in Coolock. I have to laugh, though, if it wasn't so serious, at Gavin Pepper suggesting that Henry McKean doesn't report what's happening when he's literally on the ground reporting what is happening. It is what he is doing, it is what he has been doing and what he continues to do. And for what it's worth, illegal men, the phrase that he likes to use, is not a real thing. There's no such thing as illegal men. Think about it. What does it even mean, illegal men? The Gavin Peppers of this world love trotting out that nonsense because it makes enemies of these people. There are absolutely people whose claims for asylum are bogus, and if they're deemed to be bogus, they should be deported. And that is the system we have. It doesn't really work that well. It could work an awful lot better. But is illegal men nonsense? I mean, there's only one person in that conversation between Gavin Pepper and Henry McKean that's misrepresenting the facts, and it's not Henry. 087 1400 106, the number. John Lyons is an independent councillor for Artane Whitehall. John, I mean, talk to me a little bit about the issue in this area with this site and what has happened today.
Well, good afternoon, Kieran. Yeah, look, I've represented the Coolock area for the past 10 years, since 2014, and re-elected again, most recently last month. And look, I think it's shocking to see what a tiny minority of people have done today, engaging in arson, which seems to be a key tactic amongst a certain cohort of individuals who want to spread fear and intimidation into communities. So that has to be condemned. I think there has been, like, I'm quite shocked in relation to how this unfolded, Kieran, because to my mind, you know, these individuals have been there for several months at that site. And a lot of people in the community, the vast majority of people in the community of Coolock, wants no truck with them. They don't believe that the camp is representative of them and their opinions. Yes, people have concerns. Yes, there are issues in the area, most certainly. A decade on the ground, there are most certainly issues in relation to the lack of investment in infrastructure, housing, social and community infrastructure and facilities and all the rest of it. So I can't, for the life of me, understand how the Gardaí approached the situation the way they did today. That is not to any way, shape or form I think, you know, not to condone the actual violent behaviour. But to my mind, that this could have been prevented. There needs to be an intelligence-led approach to these Garda operations. And I think what you saw today was an absolute disaster.
But what
from both sides of it, Kieran.
What way could it have been managed then, John, by the Gardaí that wouldn't have resulted in the scenes we saw today?
Well, Kieran, that's for them. They're the ones with that particular responsibility. They're the ones with the information.
But, well, I appreciate that, but you've just come on national radio and said they did it wrong. So what's the right way?
Well, it would be to actually identify who the individuals are and to time it, the operation, in a proper fashion so you don't have a situation explode the way it exploded this morning. And to my mind, look, what happened today, and I'm thinking about the residents, because there are many people who live in Newtown Cottages right next to that site. There are people around the corner, people across the road. There are many businesses. There's a family homeless hub just around the corner too. So I'm thinking of all those people, and I'm thinking of all the people in the community who were delayed and some of them distraught by what they witnessed there today. Shocking scenes that have to be condemned. Look, that's quite clear. But I just think the Garda would need to think more clearly on this in terms of how they deal with this situation. It's not an easy situation, Kieran. It most certainly isn't. But we have seen a huge increase, I think a 50% increase over the last year in these arson attacks. And they are shocking. And I think the Garda need to be on top of this rather than responding in a situation which actually facilitates another arson attack in my community. And I think the vast majority of people are shocked in the Coolock community, are shocked by this, and it does not represent them in any way, shape or form.
I think, John, kind of my reaction when I heard this news on my way into work today was probably the same reaction that lots of people had, which was kind of a slump at the shoulders and, oh no, here we go again, because we hadn't had much of this maybe in recent weeks. In the run-up to the local and European elections, it seemed to take a bit of a back seat to a degree, these violent scenes. You know, it's a couple of months since we'd seen them, but it certainly feels like we are back where we were. And the approach from politicians, from policymakers, from the Gardaí, from everybody involved at this, all the various stakeholders, whatever they have been doing, it doesn't seem to be working if we're still dealing with the same problem today that we were 6 months ago. Is that fair?
Well, that is fair. Absolutely. Look, what we called for, what I called for back in April, so we're talking 3 months ago when we first received an email from the Department of Integration saying that they were actively considering using this site for people who are seeking international protection, was we called immediately that there had to be community engagement, because, Kieran, some of the issues that were raised by residents around the Coolock community are the very same ones that they raised in relation to any planning application. There was one around the corner in Cadbury's, the old Pitch and Putt course, where they talk about what I mentioned earlier, the lack of infrastructure, the fact that it takes a week and a half to 2 weeks to get a GP appointment, school places, class sizes, the lack of housing, all the things, the infrastructure, the sports clubs in the area that don't have proper changing facilities for the boys and girls, all of these issues that we wanted to ensure that as we tried to welcome those new people to the community that were going to be temporarily living on that site in the International Protection Centre, that they would be supported to settle and to integrate into the existing community, and that the Coolock community would also be assisted and play their part in welcoming and integrating the new arrivals, but also be supported with the unaddressed. And I mean, Kieran, 10 years on the council, facing into another 5 years, and they're the same battles that we are facing day in, day out. I've just left my area committee meeting, the North Central Area Committee meeting, where we're talking, and it's a battle to get any services in the area. So, look, lots of people had genuine issues that they were raising with me and others that we wanted to have addressed by the department. But after that first meeting in April, absolute silence, nothing. I know the youth serves in the area. I know many community-based organisations were looking to really play their part in ensuring that this situation didn't arise, that we actually had a situation where the site would be transformed into an international protection centre, that the people who were going to be temporarily living there would be welcomed and helped to settle, and that the community would play their part too, and the vast majority of people would play their part in that. But we've had a complete mishandling by the state, by the government, in this particular issue, Kieran. So you are right. It's been very badly mishandled, and I have no faith that they're actually going to do a better job into the future, because it's been going on for a number of years. And I think they're taking an ad hoc approach, and there doesn't seem to be any real foresight in terms of the planning of it. So, look, that is not in any way, shape or form, you know, excuse what happened today. But they are actually creating the conditions in which these unfortunate and very violent actions do occur.
John Lyons, independent councillor for Artane Whitehall, and our own Henry McKean, reporter on the ground. Thank you both very much. And Henry, we might touch base with you a little bit later to find out exactly what the latest is on the scene there in Coolock. 087 1400 106 is the number if you want to get in touch about this issue, if you want to pick up on John's point about how the Gardaí or policymakers might approach these situations differently so that we don't see scenes like we had. It strikes me, I mean, there's two separate issues. They are related, but I think they are separate. There is the issue around international protection applicants and where they're housed and concerns local communities might have. But what we had for a period of time today on the streets in Coolock, or on that street, on that road, one of the main thoroughfares into our capital city, was effectively lawlessness as well. I mean, gangs of young lads firing missiles, stones and rocks and sticks at members of the Gardaí while others have set fire to private property. That is lawlessness, however you want to describe it. And it's an affront not just to the Gardaí, but to ambulance services who are at the scene today, to members of the Dublin Fire Brigade who are at the scene today, to all of us listening. Henry McKean, our reporter, is still on the ground in Coolock at the site. Henry, what's the latest?
Kieran, yeah. So workers coming home from a full day's work can't get up the Malahide Road. It's still closed. The guards have pushed the protesters away from the Odeon, and they've actually, they now have a guard of both the riot police as well as the Gardaí, about 50 of them. We understand there's up to 4 arrests since this morning, where Crown Pates used to be. They were trying to get it ready for international protection candidates for perhaps refugees to move in. And because of that, a fire was set at the JCB. The fire brigade couldn't get in to put the fire out. The fire went out itself. And then further up at McDonald's, up near Mattress Mix, up that way, if you know the area, there was fire in the street. We understand there is a group of teenagers that have kind of been cornered by the Gardaí. The Odeon is still closed and the guards are slowly moving people on. There's still a little bit of smoke in the air, and there's quite a lot of talk of tear gas being used. The air here is very unhealthy. It's kind of smoky, not good at all. I'm not sure if you can hear the Garda helicopter overhead. We understand there is a protest at 6 in the next 45 minutes, but I did get to speak to this local.
So what I heard was there was a busload of refugees being brought in. But prior to that, obviously, the guards came down. I don't know whether you realise there was people set up kind of guarding the entrance, so the kind of guards came down and moved them away. This is what I heard. I wasn't here.
So you've come down to show solidarity
to the
locally.
Protesters?
To have a look?
Well, a bit of both, but I live here and I'm concerned for the area. I'm concerned for my children. I have 4 children who have already experienced being harassed by some foreign nationals already. They're young girls. So as a parent of 4 children, I have concerns for them and their safety. I have concerns that unvetted males are moving in, that are going to be around, hanging out, drinking. I live in an estate where only a foreign national came in and exposed himself to 2 8-year-old girls in the garden not so long ago.
Did that really happen?
It did, yes. It was on my road, yes. I saw it. I was there.
All right. That was an account of a recent incident from one woman who came across the protest. What else is happening there, Henry?
Yeah, Kieran, a lot of he said, she said, we're outside Cadbury here, a big local employer, but also Coolock. Remember, Coolock sometimes gets ignored by politicians, by, you could say, the society, the upper society. And because of that, there seems to be a lot of anger. There is a lot of people that are really disenfranchised. There's poverty here as well. There's also issues with antisocial behaviour and drugs. So some of these people feel left behind, and they go on social media and they sometimes believe what they read because they're vulnerable. And unfortunately, they believe what they read, and what they read online sometimes, you know, seems to be full of untruths. And all I can do is report what I see. And what I've seen here is very, very ugly scenes, very angry local people who feel cheated and ignored by the politicians. This is a man who says that he was tear gassed, or he got something in his eyes from the Gardaí.
Right, my name is Declan Hayes. I'm a local here. I went up just to see what was going on. I was across the road from the protest, talking to a friend. The Gardaí started pushing me. before I could turn around, one of the riot squad behind the Gardaí from a hidden vantage point maced me in the face. I told the Gardaí my age, I'm a senior citizen, and that I couldn't see, but they kept pushing me and they kept macing me. I'm now standing across the road from Cadbury's, and thanks to the help I got from some locals, my eyes are beginning to clear.
All right. Again, that is just one man's account of his version of what has happened today, his experience of it. Who else have you spoken to, Henry?
I also got to speak to a citizen journalist, another citizen journalist, and declined an interview, but then he interviewed me, and then this other lady kind of jumped in. I'm sure it's up on social if you go looking for it. A kind of, how do I describe it? They just, sometimes a citizen journalist, they don't always listen. They sometimes just sort of talk at you. But I did get to meet this guy that seemed to be a little bit more measured, even though a news talk can't stand over most of what he says.
Hi, my name is Anthony Boyle, and I'm involved in the Conservative movement in Ireland. I'm at Coolock here, and there are many concerned citizens in regards to the Crown Paint Centre here, because international protection of applicants are going in there. And the reason why there's so many people here is because there has been zero consultation with the locals. And the Minister for State, Joe O'Brien, I think, alongside with Roderick O'Gorman, came out today and said that they will be nominating or whatever 30 people to eventually start to liaise on behalf of the community here and with the government.
And have they come to liaise?
Well, I don't know. It was only announced today, but people are unhappy because there was zero consultation with the locals here in regards to international protection applicants going in here. And I hope that the government changes their policies around this so that they can actually engage with the locals and come to some sort of agreement. There were many arrests here today. I was pepper sprayed myself.
And how was that for you?
I only got pepper sprayed in the right eye.
It does look a bit red.
Yeah, and it was the fact that someone else was pepper sprayed. I wasn't deliberately, and it caught me on the right eye. So I'm just hope, and I really hope, that the government will engage with communities that these centres are going into. I really hope that they will do that, because, you know, we're not racists in this country. We're not fascists or anything else.
All right. That is one gentleman who suggests that all they're looking for is consultation with the community. I mean, if you want to find out what that fella really thinks, have a look at his X profile. It's up there if you just Google his name. Anyway, Adam Farrell is with us, Fine Gael TD, chair of the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party, spokesperson for justice as well. Alan, you're welcome to the show. I mean, this is an area that you represent, the kind of the neighbouring constituency, but quite close to you, in an area you know well. What's your sense of what's happened today?
Well, very good evening to you, Kieran. Indeed, I do know Coolock very well. I went to school there. But look, what I have seen online are acts, disgraceful, despicable and intolerable acts of violence towards members of the public, contractors, a security individual, I understand, and on Garda Síochána. And it's just, it's really, really troubling to watch some of the videos that have been posted online by various sources, including by the media. And, you know, really you have to consider this as, lawlessness and really, really unacceptable in this day and age that such a large gathering of people would engage in a sustained attack on an Garda Síochána. And that's not up for debate. It's readily available online. And as I said, several media outlets have put videos up which clearly show individuals throwing missiles, running at Gardaí, and in those circumstances, unfortunately, it is appropriate for an Garda Síochána to use proportionate response. So just not to get into the he said, she said with individuals who claim there are pepper spray, but Gardaí don't get pepper spray out unless they're under sustained attack and individuals are not adhering to instruction by members of an Garda Síochána.
I mean, this is not our first rodeo, if you will. I mean, there would have been a sense maybe, and it was because we had looming local and European elections. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was on foot of intelligence-led operations by the Gardaí, but we hadn't seen much of this for a couple of months. It seems like it had abated, and now it's kicked off again. What do you put that down to?
Well, look, this particular site has had an encampment at it for months and months, Kieran. I drive past it every now and again, maybe once a week, and there has been, you know, constantly fires burning, barricades, flags everywhere, both in the central median of the Malahide Road and also at the actual factory itself. Bearing in mind it is private property, so nobody has the right to enter or squat on private property, but nonetheless, the location has been identified for some months. I'm not a representative for the area, so I'm not being consulted by the Department of Integration, but I know that there has been an ongoing conversation with public representatives in the area on the matter, to the point where I know it was discussed at a Dublin City Joint Policing Committee, where it was stated that there was a criminal element involved at this location, and that's for all to see in a report of the Joint Policing Committee. Look, there have been other incidents in Thornton Hall, in my own constituency, in north of Swords. There was a pretty horrific incident where I think two or three pigs were slaughtered on site, or partially slaughtered on site, which is a horrible thought. Unfortunately, there has been quite a lot of incidents, albeit perhaps not captured on film and circulated on social media as much as this particular event.
We spoke to a councillor from the area a little bit earlier, John Lyons, an independent councillor, who suggested that there needs to be a change of approach from the Gardaí. He was laying some of the blame at their feet today. What's your reaction?
I can't speak to what the councillor saw or witnessed. Perhaps he was on site. I was not. All I can say is that what I saw, again, posted by members of the media and indeed activists on the ground, showed individuals running at Garda lines, throwing projectiles towards Gardaí, and among other things, as Henry reported, both sides of the Malahide Road are closed and individuals were forced back to a different location a few hundred metres away. That doesn't sound like a peaceful protest to me, Kieran. So, I mean, whatever about his view, mine would be that the Gardaí act responsibly when these incidents arise, I should say. I understand there were 60 members of the Gardaí, supplemented by members of the public order unit. And it is, you know, a horrible vista to think that individuals will you know, resort to violence and arson and other things, which, as I said, just isn't acceptable in my book.
Alan Farrell, Fine Gael, TD. Alan, thanks a million for joining us here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.